Hey, yo, average nerds.
Talk to me, talk to me, talk to me, baby.
What's up, everyone, and thanks for listening to the Average Nerd Podcast. It's your boys, the Average Nerds. We're just a bunch of average guys talking about nerdy things. I'll be your host for the day, Juan. And joining us, as always, we have Midtown High's finest, Jay.
That's right.
He's something of a scientist himself. It's Dave.
Thwip, thwip.
And he was the cool older college kid that took Aunt May to prom. I'm talking about the old grandma-looking Aunt May, not the hot Marissa Tomei Aunt May. It's Av.
Oh, man. I wanted Marissa Tomei, though. That's me.
What's up, everyone? If you couldn't tell, today's theme will be Spider-Man. Specifically, our review of the new Spider-Man Across the Universe movie. We all saw it, right?
Yep. Yeah. I actually watched it.
Nice. So we will give you our thoughts. We'll go quick, do a quick breakdown of the movie. Just talk about it a little bit. But before we do, as we start off every episode, we started off with our GTK of the day, our getting to know you question.
Getting to know you.
He rolled down his window and he started to say, it's all about making that GTK.
And today's GTK of the day, if you can invite anyone from any multiverse to your 4th of July barbecue, who are you inviting and why? Today's the 3rd of July, so tomorrow's the 4th of July, but this podcast probably won't come out till like August.
I was going to say, and today we release a podcast August 4th.
Jay, I know you said you had something. Let's have you start us off.
Yeah, mine's pretty easy. I went with a, well, and we were going off of any fictional character, right?
Any okay. Multiverse. Any fictional.
Yeah, I went with a genie from Aladdin.
Ooh,
yeah,
fun.
I mean, even if he can't grant wishes or anything, he can still. I mean, I feel like he's just instant entertainment, and
that's true.
You know, that'll cover all of that for the party to make sure that
fireworks,
everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
Nice. That's a good one.
Probably should have got somebody that's good with food, though.
I was thinking that, too.
Dave, how about you?
You know, Jay, I was actually kind of going along the same lines as far as fireworks go. I was going to invite Jubilee and Dazzler.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because I feel like, yeah, they're naturals, and yeah, be fun to have them. I don't know.
You can invite more than one person, by the way.
Oh, I thought it was just one. Just me and that person.
One.
Me, person. Jubilee, and Dazzler.
What kind of barbecue is you and one person?
It's a date.
Av, how about you?
Just one? All right. I got just one. We're going to go to the Three's Company universe, and I'm going to invite Chef Jack Tripper because he could cook he's comedy relief. He's funnier than go. I am.
R.I.P. to
John Ritter.
The actor that played
John Ritter. Yeah. Shout out to Jack Tripper. I've been
you
watching.
You want to invite the other two, Suzanne Summers and
Janet and Chrissy? Yeah, they can come along. Yeah. And Mr. Furley.
Yeah, I was going to say, you got
to. He's my favorite. Friend.
Yeah, you have to invite him, too.
I have to, yeah. So they used to call me Mr. Furley in high school for some reason.
What? Really? Why?
Maybe because I was like a clown. He was like a dork.
Yeah.
And funny, so yeah. Not to say I was funny in high school, but maybe funny looking.
Dang. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it. Just the Three's Company crew.
Y'all all chose like singles. I chose like a poopery of people because it's a barbecue. You want a bunch of people.
Yeah,
true.
So first and foremost, from the South Park universe, I'm going to invite Chef.
Chef,
okay. Nice. Because
he'll be our chef. He'll be barbecuing. I was thinking Ratatouille, But me and Jay were talking about it before, and I was like, he's more French cuisine. I don't know if he could barbecue. He might set himself on fire.
Oh, no.
And I mean, like, you know, nobody really gets to see him because he's so small. He kind
of We'll go with Chef for the cooking. The cast of Modern Family, the entire family. Just because I feel like it'd be fun. A fun family, you know, barbecue. Just to add the people. For the fireworks, Jubilee's a good one. I should have done Jubilee, but instead I chose Doctor Strange because I thought he could do like the cool magic in the air. Magic.
Yeah. He's got magic.
And then, of course, it's 4th of July, so I have to invite Captain America. Right?
I mean, I guess.
I guess, yeah.
He can tell us all about America. Happy America Day. That's it for me. But thanks, everyone, for answering the GTK of the day. If you want to send us your answers to the GTK, feel free to send us a DM over on Instagram and Twitter at Average Nerd Pod, and we'll be happy to read it on our next episode. But speaking of DMs, Dave.
Turn back the clock.
It goes down in the DM. It go down in the DM. It go down, it go down.
Turn back the clock.
What? You. Yeah, okay. Turn back the clock because.
That's what happens when you let it simmer for a month.
So we do. Like, literally, I checked our Twitter and replied to a post from like June? June.
Wow.
And I'm like, I replied, you could tell we're about to record because we're replying to this message.
I replied to, I just liked a few of the Instagram stuff. I do check Instagram, but sometimes I don't reply.
But yeah, shout out. I just wanted to do a Twitter shout out to Manny Night Bodega.
Night Bodega.
Yeah. The Average Nerds are finally back with another episode. I listen because who knows when they release a new one. In the meantime, enjoy them. Thanks. Talk FDO, sports, video games, movies, TV shows. Tubby timeout segment is a hit. Baby. And base, what is it? Hello, I don't know my balls. Basketball.
Whoa.
Basketball, merman, puffer, merman, pufferfish, hot dog, donut.
Yeah, we're still doing that.
Hey,
and sounds accurate. Karma Savage replies, P.S. safety pin dinosaur.
Oh.
Yeah.
I do remember.
Yeah. Thanks for the tweets.
Nice.
And in our DMs, we have quite a few, actually, you guys. People are actually listening to us.
We have a few listeners.
Man, Road to Zero ain't happening.
What happened? We're trying our hardest. This monthly stuff is not working.
We're gonna take it by
like it makes them want more.
Quarterly, we gotta do quarterly.
Once a year
for our Q3 episode, it's Spider-Man.
Oh, it actually.
Let's see here.
Yeah,
we got another one from Alex, the Lost Lasat. Did the basketball merman, puffer fish, hot dog, donut, safety pin, dinosaur, and worm? I don't remember the worm.
The worm?
I think we did worm.
Okay.
Sure, why not?
As for the GTK, I want my walkout entrance music to be... Oh yeah, because that's what the question was. Yeah. What would your entrance music be if you're coming out for a sport, I guess? But his would be Last Breath by Future from Creed.
Mm.
Creed is one of my favorite movies, and so much of the music is motivational and epic.
Yeah, for sure. I still haven't seen the sequels. I've only seen the first one.
I like part two. Part two is good. Because Drago was in it.
If he dies, he dies. Watch
it. He dies? Spoiler alert.
If he dies, he dies.
Oh, that's old Drago. I don't know about new Drago.
Oh, new Drago? It's new Drago. Okay. I thought it was old Drago.
Wait, I feel like I'm missing something here from Karma's message.
I think she messaged on Instagram first. And then she might have tweeted.
Split it up.
She might have tweeted the PS.
Oh, she's on both. Karma got us on all fronts.
Yeah.
But she did put, and speaking of Beehive Collectibles, but that's, but yeah, she did the emojis. Thank nice. You, Karma, for listening. What else do we got here? Michael Newland from the Toy Rewind.
Hello, hello.
My walk-up sang, sorry, my walk-up song, it's a typo.
I thought you did that.
I know, I thought so too.
It would be Rollin' by Limp Bizkit. Oh, and speaking of baseball, I do feel kind of bad for the A's, but I am a huge Texas Ranger fan, so I don't feel too extra W's for us. Too bad. Okay, let's see. We also got JJB11590. GTK from June 1st pod. Okay.
Wow, he dates it. Thanks.
Wow, okay. Thanks for making us feel bad.
I know.
And he even put the question just in case.
Just in case.
What would your walk up song? Yeah. Okay, so he put, I'd probably go with Welcome to New York City by Cam'ron, featuring Jay-Z and Juelz Santana.
Juelz Santana.
Is it Juelz? Sorry. Juelz. Because the last name Santana, so I was like, Juelz? Juelz?
I thought he was being serious.
I thought he was too, and I was like, wait, I think I know this song.
Juelz? Oops.
Juelz? You relate to Carlos Santana?
Tito Santana. El
Dipset.
So I listened to this song a lot during my collegiate sports days, and it would always get me pumped up. Hello at the Worm. See you guys at SDCC. Can't wait.
Hey.
Yeah. And then another one from Tim Manuel Miranda. Remember Pacquiao singing his own intro? La 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 nako. Yes, or I guess following Jay with the K-pop.
Nice.
Garasade? Did I say that right, Jay?
I'm not
by
sure.
By BY goes pretty hard.
Wait, so going back, is he coming out to Manny Pacquiao singing?
That's what I was wondering too.
His own.
I think Tim's singing his own. Tim singing Manny Pacquiao's version.
La laban ako.
Nice. Was that it?
Well, let's see. Not that you directly asked, but some TV shows that weren't mentioned that I was watching. Beef, American-born Chinese were pretty cool for Asian-American stories. Mm. Succession and Barry on Max came to close and were pretty cool. And Mayans, MC, spinoff of The Sons of Anarchy, is its last season I've been enjoying.
Nice. Yeah, I've been wanting to watch Beef too.
Beef, yeah, second season.
Oh, you still haven't seen Beef? Nah. It's pretty good.
It's one of the season and Ali Wong, right?
Hi.
Oh yeah.
No. Good. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. I was thinking about something else. But yeah, Beef is good.
Beef's good.
I like chicken.
That was a good show too.
And then we got one more from the fellas over at Distance Nerding. Thanks, guys. Distance Nerding Podcast. Go listen to them too. Yeah. Yo, average nerds. It's your boy, Young Phil, from the Distance Nerding Podcast. Answering the
DJ. You got to say a little more oomph. It's your boy, Young Phil.
Now he's going to have that in his podcast.
That, oh man.
You just hit a drop for him.
Yeah.
Recorded a drop.
At least
if you had an entrance theme, what would it? What would you walk out to? I'm a giant wrestling stan, and I've actually thought about this a lot. And lately, my song I imagine seeing myself walk out to is a pretty hardcore metal song to the likes of Scaring Children with. Oh. It's called Nightmare by Within Destruction.
If not that,
then a song called Aria Obscura, billing a band called Norma Jean. Well, nerds, I'm sorry if I scared you. The beastly music.
It's okay.
No, I think he needs to come out to me and Jay going.
Yeah, that was all the DMs.
Nice. Thanks, everyone, for sending us your DMs. Again, feel free to send us more, and we will try and say them in like a month or two, whenever this comes out.
August. This is our August episode.
That's why we wait so long, because we want to make sure everyone's DMs come through. You know, we're doing it for you.
Yeah,
we're doing it for y'all. All right, so let's go ahead and move on to our next segment before we get to the meat and potatoes. Since you've been gone. Since you've been gone. Oh, since you've been gone. So this is the part of the show where we talk about what we've been up to since we've been gone, since the last episode. So guys, what y'all been doing since we've been gone?
That's the whole month of June, right?
Basically.
Man. What did we do?
The month. I know what I did.
Did we see each other in June?
That's what I was trying to think.
I know I saw Ev.
I saw. We did.
Yeah. Oh, we ate barbecue.
Yeah,
Texas
Roadhouse
in Fairfield, California.
That's right. Good old Fairfield. No, for me and Jay.
I'm surprised Jay.
I was just going to let that concert. Yeah, we did go to a concert.
Oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think. I was like, man, was that before or after we recorded? It's been so long since
it was after we recorded, okay. For sure.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what me and Dave did, at least. Dave, maybe more than once.
I went twice.
You went twice to the Twice concert?
Yes.
Twice in Oakland, and it was great.
It was so good, dude.
I had to go again,
dude. Like the solo. So each member did a solo stage where they did an their own song, performance to a song. Not necessarily their own song.
Some did covers. But then
they covers, some danced.
Oh.
Some of the covers.
Yeah.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah, Ariana Grande.
What else?
There was some Frozen mixed in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love is an open door.
But my gosh, dude, like I think Jay agrees, like during some of the sets I was just like, there's like no time to collect myself and like process what just happened, because it was just so much. Yeah. Like,
well, isn't there like 50 members?
No, yeah. there's 9, but then like I'm talking about like each solo stage, like when one girl did a performance, I was just like, what is going on? And then the next girl came on and I'm like, holy crap.
And it's a lot to process. But yeah. it was really good. They did great. Oakland was great. And yeah.
Yeah, and our friend April E Fools sent me a link to a ticket for row 4, dang, which is like reasonably priced, pretty close to like face value. So I was like, I'm never gonna run into this opportunity again. So I ended up going a second time.
Nice.
Yeah.
And saw them and their legs.
Oh, the legs.
Oh. Nice.
Oh, the legs.
You worth saw it the, then. Both?
Twice. Both legs?
Legs?
Twice. Yeah. Oh, 18 of them.
All 18 legs.
18 legs.
What else? Anything else going on? Did you guys do anything else in the month of June? Did you guys go anywhere, do anything?
I started my new job.
How'd that go? Or how's that going?
It's cool. I mean, I don't know if they're close to this, so. But it's good. Yeah, y'all are great. I stayed at Ab's house because I had to go, like, on my second week of work, I had to go to a conference in SAC. And Ab and Anna were gracious enough to let me sleep at their place.
Yeah.
So you didn't have to, like, commute over in the morning.
Yeah, because nice, I was in SAC already. I didn't want to deal with that traffic.
No,
it's actually reverse traffic, so it's not too bad.
Still.
And then me and Lisa, we've been like on an omakase kick lately.
Oh, so like, fancy.
We've been going to like different omakase restaurants, like, I think like three in the month of June.
Where?
Akiko's was probably my favorite one we went to. So all three were in San Francisco. Akiko's was one. The one we went to this weekend was Okari. That's a new one. It's actually pretty cheap. It was only $90. So I think that was the best value. Okari. And then we went to another one a while back called Nisei. They have a Michelin star, but like it's actually my least favorite, even though they have the Michelin star. But and then on Father's Day, did a omakase at my house. I did like a Filipino omakase. So every Father's Day, me and some of our friends get together. We have what we call the Father's Day crew. Basically, it's for anyone who's doesn't have a dad to celebrate on Father's Day. So, like our friends JP, you all know JP, and friends Eddie and Mikey, they come by, and then we just always have dinner. We've done that for the past few years. So this year, I did an omakase for them.
Nice, with, like,
different Filipino dishes. So that was pretty fun.
Filipino omakase.
Yeah. Yeah, because omakase doesn't necessarily have to be all sushi. It could just be small plates.
It's chef choice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I hope it was good. They ate everything.
I mean, it's got to be good to eat it all.
Av, what you been up to?
So early June, we went to, we all, Anna's cousins and their kids, we went to stay in, we stayed at a house in South Lake Tahoe to celebrate a few birthdays. Noah turned 24 earlier this or last month. So we celebrated his birthday and my brother-in-law and his brother.
Kobe year.
Yeah, 24. It's cool. So Noah turned 24 and his brother Manny, they share the same birthday.
Pacquiao?
So, yeah, Manny Pacquiao. He turned 42, so reverse number, 24.
Oh,
42.
I thought you were going to say he turned 8, because you know the whole Kobe thing. And I was like, dang, that kid's young.
Did a kid turn 8? I don't know if someone turned 8 there. We celebrated a few others.
I'm sure a kid turned 8 somewhere.
Maybe, there was kids. There was kids there. I don't remember. I actually don't remember a lot of kids' ages and birthdays anymore in the family. I just busted myself out.
They're testing you straight up next time.
I hope they do. I'll fail. I don't care. But yeah, it was fun. We stayed at one of their Anna's aunts. One of her aunts has a place out there, so she let us use it. And it's a crazy ass house with like four floors and an elevator and all that shit. And it was cool. We got to see a bear, a brown bear. Cocaine
Savage.
Bear.
Cocaine bear. Yeah, like across, in the
across
wild,
the street.
Huh?
We saw right in front of our the house, and it was cool. Everyone like stopped what they were doing and like, there's the bear. We found a bear. Yeah, so we just watched it climb the hill. Climb the mountain on the side, and it was very exciting. So it was good.
It made me trip. Bear. Something I forgot to mention. We took Ben to the zoo.
Oh, nice.
The Oakland Zoo. So he saw a bear too.
Bear,
as well as other animals.
Bear season in June, yeah. It was cool. And then recently we went to, we just got back from Toronto, Canada. Oh, Canada. Happy Canada Day. Belated. Our first time in Toronto.
How much maple crap did you bring back?
Not that much. You know, it's we brought some syrup back. We wanted to bring more, but it seemed like we brought so much crap back, but and then we were sorting everything like, man, we don't have enough for everybody. What are we doing? It just looked like so much. We struggled coming back to pack this stuff. And then we spread everything out like, what the hell? Is our like luggage like magic luggage? Like we didn't know it
shrinks.
It just everything in Canada is, you know, twice the size.
Weird.
You know,
it was so weird. There. But it was fun. We had lots of fun. Just more and more family stuff. On because we celebrated a birthday there again. But it was cool because there's physical brick and mortar Toys R Us stores there.
Still. Oh, yeah, it still exists
just
up
like
there.
Old times. It was so cool. We went to I think we only went to two, but you know, they had several. What was funny, our first one we went to.
Several still?
Damn. Yeah, they have like 80 stores in Canada still.
It's still like an okay thing. Like it's normal still.
Yeah. Damn. But the first one we went to was funny because I was talking to one of the managers and she was like, you guys aren't from around here, right?
You guys are way too excited for this fucking store.
Is it the excitement or because we're Asian? That's what it was. Because we were up by, we went to Niagara Falls, the Canada side, which was really cool. But on our way back down, we stopped by Toys R Us and she was like, you're not from around here, right? And she was just like, do you want Jeffrey to come out?
Oh, what? Did he come out?
I saw the picture.
Yeah, the picture, right? Yeah. And I just said, are you serious?
For you, sir? No
And
problem.
I was just like, yeah, bring him out.
And did you tell him you used to work there?
Yeah, I told her that.
Did
that's
you
why
tell
I think,
Jeffrey that she used to work there?
I don't know, I was just, you know, starstruck. I was like tongue-tied. I didn't know what to say to him. Big fan, love your work. That's all I said. But it was funny because she was like, yeah, let me make some arrangements. And
she went in the back and put the costume on. She
called somebody. I know who went in there. She made a call, you know, on the loudspeaker. So-and-so, please come to the front.
Frank, I need you to put on the suit.
Frank's like, ah, fuck again. Yep.
He's like, goddamn Americans coming up. But yeah, it took a while. But then I was like, while I was waiting, I was like, you know what? If the person has to get in the costume, it's fine. It's okay. But she was just like, no. She likes doing this.
He loves doing this.
Yeah, he loves. Jeffrey came out and I took a picture and everything. But yeah, he made his rounds and kids went up to him. So it wasn't a just for me thing. It was for the store. But it was funny because she was just like, do you want Jeffrey to come out? And I was like, hell yeah, I want Jeffrey to come out.
The kids are initially, they're like, that's whatever. Avs over here like, yo, yeah.
That's my guy. He's my old friend from back then. Come on, I got to say, I missed you. So yeah,
we gotta post that picture on our socials.
Same Jeffrey. Yeah. So that was fun. That was fun. But yeah, it was an overall good trip. It was so last month since we've been gone, it was just some trips with family. So it was good.
Too bad Jorge's not here to hear that story.
Oh, I know.
Oh yeah.
He was actually supposed to be.
He was supposed to.
For this episode. Jeez. But you know, he has kids.
Q4
episode. Get ready.
Awesome. Well, thanks everyone for saying what you've been up to since we've been gone. Let's go ahead and get into the meat and potatoes of the podcast now.
Yeah, hit the music.
And here we go.
Meat and potatoes, 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 meat and
potatoes. Did you like that?
The one. I did, yeah.
Dave also said that too. All right. So we are going to be talking about Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. So this is the sequel to the hit Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse movie. It came out, what was this, a month ago where we watched it? We're just now talking about it.
New when we first talked about it.
Amazing movie. Overall great. We'll talk about our overall thoughts and give it our overall rating towards the end. But let's just start off with a breakdown of the movie itself. So it opens.
Ooh. Oh. Are we going spoilers?
Yes.
Big warning.
Spoiler warning.
The whole episode is a spoiler.
If you haven't seen it yet, watch it and listen to this podcast. Or watch it while you listen to this podcast.
Watch it while you're listening.
At the same time, just put your headphones in, watch the movie while it's playing, and yeah. You're good.
Don't even wear headphones. Just piss off the people in the theater.
Oh, yeah.
You might be the only one in the theater because everyone's watched it already.
True.
It's been out for a while.
So, yeah, last time. Spoiler warning. Movie opens with Gwen Stacy. So the first movie we opened with Peter Parker's point of view. And then we moved over to the other Peter Parker and then to Miles Morales. This one is the first time we get to see Gwen Stacy's point of view. And she goes, hi, I'm Spider Gwen or whatever, Ghost Spider, whatever she goes by. And we go into her world. So it's different multiverses. We get our first glance into
her world. And what I loved about this personally was the, you got to see the different art forms. So
yeah,
the art in Spider-Gwen's world was very reminiscent into the Spider-Gwen comic itself.
Mm-hmm.
So you got a lot of both those pinks, those blues, that kind of pastel-y faded artwork to it. Like, what do you guys think about
very
that opening?
Watercolored, washed out kind of stuff. Yeah.
Visuals in this movie are just insane.
Yeah.
It's just a lot ridiculous. To process.
Makes you want to watch it again and again just because.
Mm-hmm.
We could talk about this later too, but apparently there's different versions of the movie.
I was going to ask, which version did you guys watch?
Yeah. So
there's
like,
different versions?
What? No, it's like slightly small. So like there's like different lines that sometimes they'll say or different jokes they'll say.
Yeah. Really?
In it each turned, version. Yeah.
I think it turns out there's three.
Oh, ooh. Three different versions.
There's a there's a A version, a B version, and then the third version has a little bit of A and a little bit of B.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So like different jokes and different versions. I don't know if it's their way of making you watch it again just to see what version you get. Probably. Take my money.
I guess it fits the whole multiverse.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Thing too.
Oh true, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But again, going back to the opening, we open with Gwen Stacy. She's in her band, which is funnily called the Mary Janes. And she gets pissed off and decides, you know, I got to find my own band, which we kind of circle back to towards the end of the movie, but we'll go into that later on. We get to see also how she became the Spider or Ghost Spider and what happened to her version of Peter Parker, where he became the Lizard. He died. Gwen Stacy's dad blamed her. So like basically Gwen Stacy's dad is running after Gwen Stacy, trying to persecute her for the death of Peter Parker in her universe, to the point where Vulture from a different universe comes into her universe. So many different universes. You got to watch
already.
It. I might be confusing you right now.
I'm confused.
Attacked her, which brought in Miguel O'Hara's Spider-Man 2099, as well as Jessica Drew's Spider-Woman. And we got a chance to see this special covert multiversal spy. I don't know if they're spies, actually, but like this
spider
group
team
of different spiders. And we got introduced to that, and they recruited Spider-Gwen, and that's how it all opened. What did y'all think of this opening? What did y'all think of our introduction to Spider-Man 2099, Jessica Drew? How did y'all feel?
So you mentioned Vulture from the different universe.
Yeah, he was
from like a Renaissance.
It's like a Renaissance Leonardo da Vinci kind of like Leonardo da Vinci sketch kind of like world, and I would totally want to see that whole like all the characters from that world.
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be cool if Spider-Man was like da Vinci's. Is that da Vinci's? The the man with the.
Yeah.
With like the forearms. And it's Spider-Man, but with the forearms.
Oh, yeah.
That would be cool. I hope someone does a concept out there somewhere.
The movie's just, it's so good and so like crazy that like without even talking about like narrative, like I know we're talking about narrative right now, but the visuals alone for that, for just that part of the movie that you already described, Juan, were so crazy.
Yeah,
that you can't like just processing what was happening because, you know, 2099 comes in, Spider-Woman comes in, but each one of them is still stylized in their own way, separate. Separate from each other, but in like Gwen Stacy's world. And it doesn't sound like it would make sense or look right, but everything still flowed like really, really well.
Yeah. I was a little scared it might be like, they might have taken too much artistic integrity for this, and like it became kind of like diverted too far away from the first movie. But I feel like it was just right. Like,
oh yeah, no, it was
like my eyes were going everywhere, but I wasn't overstimulated. If that makes sense,
I was overstimulated, but I was totally down for it.
Av, how about you?
No, yeah, I agree with everything you guys say. It was just a. Like a kick in the head already. Like it's just like this is going to be good, you know. Yeah. So it was very well done. Starting off with the Gwen stuff. So yeah, I was excited.
And a different take on Jessica Drew's Spider Woman too. So Spider Woman, if y'all have seen her in the comics, is like Caucasian brunette, you know, skinny girl, and then now we have an African-American pregnant woman. So, like,
totally on a different. Motorcycle.
Yeah, but she's still badass, and she becomes Gwen Stacy's mentor, which is pretty tight. So I love that they took their artistic integrity and, like, creative freedom to kind of switch up some of the characters a bit. So moving on, we go to Miles's world, where we saw the entirety or majority of the first movie. Miles has kind of been Spider-Man for a while, so we see him get the groove of things, and then he fights the Spot in that bodega or in that that grocery store, and the dude was like, how much I owe you for this what was it, Jamaican patty?
Yeah.
He was eating, and he was like, catch this guy and we'll call it on the house, right? And then towards the end of the movie or end of that scene, like, I guess he couldn't catch him. He was like, you want to just pay me now? and we get this whole aspect of Miles' life. We get kind of get to know him again. And then we see that he's basically missing his friends, missing all the different people that we met in the first Spider-Man movie, including Spider-Gwen or Ghost Spider, whatever you want to call her. We see that he's running late to a meeting with his parents. I didn't understand this part as much. Was this for his
grade? I feel like it was like some sort of college, like, placement.
Yeah, college, okay. College counseling, like planning and stuff.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. And they're basically talking about like how Miles needs to be more reliable and on time and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
That part of the movie, I was like, you guys are kind of pushing it a bit, where they're like, Miles, you have to be more this and that, and like, you're disappointing me. And I was like, he's a little late, he's not that bad, like, you know, right? It's not like he's off doing like drugs or some shit, right?
True.
So that part was a little bit, I thought they pushed a little bit, but I got what they were trying to do. What'd y'all think of just going diving back into Miles's world and the whole story arc between him and his parents, and him missing his friends and all that?
I think because you know you're talking about that, it felt like they're kind of forcing it a little bit. Mm-hmm. I think overall the movie like kind of magnifies a lot of narrative. I mean, yeah, there's still a lot of action. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of action. The action's cool and everything, but I think the main, like, to me, a lot of the focus was on everybody's, like, their story, right, and their little background and everything. But then, like, it was still done in such a cool way that, like, even when they're having, like, conversations, like, you know, he's late for his parents, but then later on, you know, when they're talking and stuff, the conversation plus the art style still kind of feels really active and really, like a lot of stuff is going on because, I just can't get over the visuals. It's just too good.
Yeah. I think Miles' world is my favorite visually as far as the
art
is concerned.
One thing with the Spot that I kind of like appreciated is that, or it kind of like reminded me of like when he first kind of caught the Spot, I guess. Is it? He didn't really catch him though in the end.
Yeah, he kind of like paid for that Jamaican patty, so no.
But the way that he kind of tricked the Spot, it kind of reminded me of like when Tom Holland's Spider-Man caught Doctor Strange, like in his own, I don't know, it was kind of a similar style,
his own loop. Yeah,
yeah. Regarding Miles's parents and everything, I kind of appreciated that there is a whole, like, I guess they're kind of setting up a theme of reliability with his parents and everything. And I think when he first leaves them, like, what did his mom tell him again? Don't forget, you know, that I'm always here or whatever.
They have that whole monologue.
And I think, and don't forget yourself, or don't lose yourself or whatever. With what you're doing.
I think,
and I feel like,
let him know, like, you may not be meant to be there, or you may not
something about
be
belonging.
Supposed to be there, but like, let him know who you are, sort of thing.
Yeah.
Even if you and I feel like, or something like that kind of set the tone of the rest of the story, and he kind of realized it at the end that, like, you know, his mom was right with all the advice and everything. And I can't wait to see how everything plays out between, like, his parents and Miles.
Yeah,
kind of scared too in a way.
You talked a little bit about Spot, so he's surprisingly the main villain, I want to say, in this movie. And I love how they kind of tied it back to the first movie where he was that scientist that ran that they threw a random burrito at.
Yeah.
It was just a bagel.
Bagel.
Bagel at. And then it was like such a throwaway thing in the first movie, but like they actually made it something big here where like he was that scientist who got caught up in the whatever that vortex thing was in the first movie.
Didn't they foreshadow a lot in the first movie though? That's what I was told. I wanted to rewatch the first movie. I haven't had a chance to, but from other people I was talking to about it, they said, yeah, there's when you see some stuff from the first movie, you're like, oh, that's why they're doing it.
There are some things like the spider that you see in the first movie, it flickers, right? And then we find out in this movie that flickering means that it's in the wrong universe.
Wrong universe, yeah.
I did watch the first movie, but I didn't have those things in mind going into the second movie, so maybe I might have to go backwards.
Yeah, I gotta go watch it again.
And then you mentioned since you mentioned the bagel, I was like, oh, I wonder if the bagel is like a nod to Everything Everywhere All at Once.
Yeah, which is a Sony movie, I think, too, so.
Could be.
Yeah. But moving forward with the movie itself, so yeah, I talked about the glitching thing that happens. So Spider-Gwen comes in to Miles's place, gets back, they do some shenanigans. Spider-Gwen goes off into a different universe. Miles is invisible and follows her. When he goes into the different universe with all the spider people, he starts glitching because he's in the wrong universe. So that's a recurring theme that you see throughout the movie, is that if you're in the wrong universe and you don't have the proper equipment, you'll glitch out. So they give him a visitor's pass, which was like, it just looked like a little rubber band around his wrist. And that's where he met the rest of the Spider-Verse or the Spider...
Overwhelming.
Yeah, Spider Society, I think is what they call it. So I think there's cameos from different like animated Spider-Man movies. You got to see a little bit of the live-action Spider-Man movie. Mm-hmm. You got to see a cameo from Donald Glover as the Prowler. Which is really cool because we saw Donald Glover in the first Spider-Man Homecoming movie, and he played Aaron Davis, who becomes a Prowler. So I don't know if this is that specific character, if it's from a different universe, but it's cool to see him in the costume because if you didn't know, Donald Glover is the reason why we have Miles Morales in the first place. Back when they were casting Andrew Garfield for Spider-Man, there was a big petition to have Donald Glover play Spider-Man. They were like, no, they can't be Spider-Man. He's black, blah, 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 right? So there was a big petition, Donald for Spider-Man, and then Marvel Comics loved it so much that they created Miles Morales in the image of Donald Glover. So thank you to Donald Glover. We have Miles Morales. But what did y'all think? Sorry, that was a lot. But what did y'all think of just that whole scene of the Spider Society seeing everything, the whole aspect of they're the ones who are protecting the Spider-Verse that basically Miles fucked up in the first movie, and just seeing all the different artworks and all the different Spider-Men.
Was Miles like the last Spider-Man that was not part of the society? Because everybody, all the Spider-Men were there.
I mean, I guess because technically... He wasn't supposed to exist.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. So that's another thing that happened. Right, Basically, the breakdown of why Miles became Spider-Man was a spider from a different multiverse went into his, the one that was glitching, and bit him when he wasn't supposed to. So that spider was supposed to bite the Peter Parker in his universe. And because of that, that universe doesn't have a Spider-Man in it. Like, basically, is like all hell breaking loose in that universe because there's no Spider-Man, which we will see later on in the end of the movie, by the way, that specific universe. But yeah, it was cool seeing like Scarlet Spider, all the different Spider-Men staring at each other. One of my favorite scenes was when Spider-Man was in therapy and he was like, let me guess, your uncle died? Right, and they're just passing through and fighting, and like, it was just, I loved all the different artwork on that.
It was good to see all this.
Tony,
this,
the visuals are just insane.
Just all of them. They didn't show animated series, right? 90s Spider.
No, they showed Spectacular Spider-Man though.
Yeah, just some of the live action. There were like visuals of that.
Yeah, they showed like, you know, Garfield and Tom Holland, right? On the
Not Tom Holland. Just Tom Garfield Holland? And Toby.
And Maguire.
And
Toby. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Sony ones.
But they did mention Tom Holland.
They mentioned, yeah.
When Spider-Man 2099 was like, don't let me get started on that Spider-Man with the Doctor Strange mix up or whatever.
Yeah.
So also another mission that they do as a team is they go to a different universe where it's Spider-Man India. And you meet the Spider-Man from India, which is cool. I liked his, were they like yo-yos he was using?
Yeah.
It was cool. Those are tight. And then he's actually voiced by the guy from Deadpool, the taxi driver.
Oh.
Yeah, that guy. He's good.
Yeah, but so we go there and then, you know, they go and they save his universe. And Miles saves the captain in that Spider-Man India universe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But he wasn't supposed to. So what we learn is that basically there's set events in every multiverse that's supposed to happen. Yeah.
Canon events.
And they have to happen, otherwise shit's gonna hit the fan, right?
Like one of the incursion or whatever.
Yeah, one of the things is Spider-Man gets bit by a spider, the death of like an uncle or Uncle Ben or Aunt May or whatever. And another one is like the death of a police captain. Just any police captain apparently. At that point, Miles is like, wait, my dad's about to get promoted to captain. No, that's why we have to keep you here, because he basically has to die. So that becomes the rest of the movie, is that Miles trying to get back to his universe to save his dad and them trying to stop him so he doesn't stop this canon event that's supposed to happen. Miles even tells Gwen, wait, your dad's a captain too. Like, he's going to die. And she goes, I know. And like almost to the point like where it's like, cold-hearted, like she knows that he has to die.
Accepted it already.
Yeah. So it kind of turns that the Spider Society almost becomes the villain, because they're all basically trying to stop Miles from going back to his universe, and it's him.
It's kind of cultish,
right?
And the rest, like, of the, why are you guys just listening to this guy just because he says these people are supposed to die?
Yeah. Like fanatics or something.
And throughout this, we also meet my favorite Spider-Man from this movie, Spider-Punk, Hobie Brown.
I love that art.
I loved his style too. Sick. It was like, it looked like a cutout from a magazine.
It's very like so 60s punk.
English punk, right?
Yeah. Who's also part of the Spire Society, but he helps Miles break out basically. And he, I don't know if he has a thing with Gwen, but that's like, was hinted to also. Like,
I think, because of the shoes, right?
Yeah.
I think they did, because they kept on saying,
And she stays in his universe, right?
Yeah.
Every now and then.
So while we're here, what do y'all think about just that aspect of the canon events and them stopping Miles and how he's not even supposed to be Spider-Man?
I mean, it's funny because you mentioned the whole thing with, Donald Glover and how Miles Morales all kind of came to be, kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, I don't know, when you were mentioning that, I was just like, oh, that's basically the movie. Because
right.
The whole movie is like all these people that don't think that should happen, but it's totally happening.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see like what's going to happen next, right? Because it's canon events. Like, what's Miles going to do, or how is he going to get out of his predicament now? So
speaking of Hobie though, real quick, could you guys understand him?
Sometimes I couldn't. Like, I was like, I gotta watch it again with subtitles.
I don't remember really.
Man, there was like a couple lines like I could understand, and then there was a couple that I was just like, he's gonna do something cool. I have no idea what he said, but he's gonna do something cool.
Bangers and mash. Bob's your uncle.
That's one of the variations in the movie is when he there's that big shield around Spot because he's trying to power up basically, and they're trying to break through like the glass, and Hobie, that's like where he first shows up. There's one version of the movie where Miles peeks his head out because he's like, oh, Hobie. And there's another version that actually has it written in text, so that you can tell what he's saying, because you're like, oh, that's who the person that they were talking about. Cause I couldn't. Yeah. One of the versions has text, so you can tell who he is, and the other one doesn't. So one of the random variations from the movie.
I feel like you got to do a lot of research to like figure out what the different things are.
They got to release all three, right?
I wonder how they're going to do that.
Be deleted scenes with the DVD.
Yeah,
or something.
There'll probably be like a special section.
Or Blu-ray. Do people still do DVDs? Is that a
or thing? VHS. If you have VHS
people
players still.
Do Blu-rays.
Laserdisc, I think.
Hey.
Betamax.
Betamax is my favorite.
Ab, you're talking about how's he going to get out of this? Gwen, going back to her universe, goes back home, and then she finds out that her dad decides to quit the force because he morally can't be a cop knowing that his daughter's Spider-Woman or whatever they're calling her. So he quits because he'd rather quit the force than have to turn in his daughter. And because of that, her dad is saved because he's no longer a police captain. So that's the way around it for her. So she has this whole moral epiphany and decides that she wants to save Miles now. Miles escapes the clutches of the Spider Society through this machine, which allows him to go back to the universe which his DNA is connected to. That's the big point. It's his DNA. But remember, he was bit by a spider from a different universe. So instead of being sent back to his original universe, a lot of universes, he gets sent to that universe where that spider bit him from. And in here, you see him talk to his mom, and he tells his mom, "Mom, I'm Spider-Man." And his mom goes, "Who the hell's Spider-Man, right?
What's a Spider-Man?"
Because remember, this is the universe where there is no Spider-Man because the spider went to Miles' universe instead. So we find out that Miles' dad is dead in this universe. His uncle Aaron is still alive. You think he's the Prowler, but you find out that he's not the Prowler. The Prowler is actually Miles from this universe. So you get this cool last scene of Miles looking at Miles. I thought it was the same voice actor, but apparently it's a different voice actor.
Yeah.
And they're staring down each other. And this part I don't get. Why do they want to kill him? Or why do they want to beat him up? Or why don't they just let him go? Like, how does that benefit them? I guess we'll find that out in the third movie. But that pretty much wraps up the movie. And then we see Spider-Gwen go back to Peter B. Parker's house, which is one of also my favorite characters because he has Mayday with him, which is like his daughter. She recruits the spiders from this movie as well as the first movie to save Miles, who's stuck in that different universe. And we're going to get a Spider-Man 3. It ends with a to be continued.
I did not know it was to be continued. Like when they introduced the whole Prowler, Miles's Prowler world, I was like, I feel like this is a little too late to introduce this plotline. What is going on?
I was like, they got to end it soon because when they did that, I was just feeling like, this is running a little long.
Like, yo, I already went to the bathroom. Like, I can't. That's it.
This is their Empire Strikes Back, basically, right?
Yeah, that's what one of the directors, I believe, kind of compared it to.
Their Empire Strikes Back, their Infinity War.
Yeah. One of the directors, I think, basically referenced Empire and was like, I hope this is our Empire kind of thing.
Yeah. Side note, I want Miles' Jordans. The Prowler version.
Oh, the Prowler version.
The purple and black ones.
Those are fire.
Yeah. I hope they release those. But overall, what'd y'all think of this twist that they got going?
The twist.
And, you know, Gwen bringing back all the spiders from the different universes. So you got Spider-Ham, Spider-Man Noir, Penny Parker with the machine, Hobby, Spider-Man India, Spider-Bite.
Scarlet Spider, right?
No, Scarlet Spider's Scarlet Spider's not on their team. He's on Spider-Man 2019's team.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, he was... Yeah,
Scarlet Spider is voiced by Andy Samberg, by the way.
Oh,
it was?
Yeah. But overall, what y'all think?
I'm going to say it. The ending actually lowers the score for the movie for me.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because of how it kind of all built up. Because like, you know, like what Dave said, you know, you see this happening and you're just like, wait, this thing's got to be over soon. And I think because of the way the movie played with all the, you know, again, all the focus on narrative, the backgrounds of everybody, all this like thing. You get like this buildup, a lot of buildup, a lot more buildup, and then you never get that climax. You just get blue balled. Like there isn't even like a hint of climax.
Not even a little dribble.
Like nothing. There's just
no webbing, no whip, no nothing.
Because the reveal, right? The reveal with Prowler. It's slow too. So you're like, it's like again, you're building up, and then yeah, and then it's just like, oh shit, it's him, and then it like fucking ends, and you're just like, wait. It wasn't even anything. You can't just walk out now. And it's just, yeah, I think there wasn't a climax in the movie.
I'm the opposite. Like,
the reveal was supposed to be the climax, but it's also like
it can't be its own standalone film kind of thing.
It's a Jorge movie that, you know, he doesn't like that it has to go into something else. And I kind of
he's the opposite. He likes that it goes into.
Oh, okay. It's an anti-Jorge.
He doesn't like standalone movies.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So it's definitely a Jorge movie in the sense of he'll love this. But it's dope. The ending's cool. I did get hyped, but I also like for the movie itself, it didn't have a moment that was like, oh, cool. This is that moment kind of thing. Mm. It was just all climbing up to the peak, but you never get there kind of thing.
I think maybe I could see your point of view with like Miles and everything. Maybe this movie, I'm kind of just thinking about this now. Like, I wonder how it can be a standalone film. And maybe it's with Gwen's story that it kind of ties up what she, like her side of things, but not necessarily Miles. Cause then we kind of get the resolution between like her and her dad.
Yeah.
I guess it started off with Gwen.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it ends with Gwen finding her own band, like what Juan mentioned earlier.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, this is definitely Gwen's narrative.
Gwen's movie.
The story that they told. And now we're going to wrap up Miles' story with a third movie.
Miles and maybe Spider and Miguel's too.
True. We don't even have his really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I get what you mean, Jay, because I was just like, wait, what?
Not even a thwip.
What? You're not gonna let me finish?
I gotta just leave now? I just gotta walk out the door? Like, that's it?
How about you, Av? Did you thwip?
A little bit. No, it was kind of total opposite. Like, I thought it was good. Like, oh shit, okay, we get more. Mm-hmm. We're gonna... I think I adjust when I, after I saw it, I go, God damn, this is so good. So I was like, oh, 10, 10, 10.
Yeah.
But I adjusted. I'm like, no, there's no movie's going to be a 10 for me actually. But it was really good. It was close to it. But I was just like, yeah, we get to, you know, experience more of this instead of them just.
Yeah.
I mean, if it went long, if they made it like a 3-hour movie, then it might have flopped for me. Like, I'd be like, God damn, like it's so long. Like, come on.
Yeah.
Like when they did the ending when he showed up as the Prowler, that's when I was thinking in my head, like, God damn, they can't continue this because it's running long. And then when they just said, like, okay, part two, I was like, okay, it's good. It's okay. I'm glad they stopped it this way. So now there's that anticipation where, like, okay, now it's going to be, they're going to finish this and we'll see. So yeah, I was okay with it. It was just done so well.
Yeah,
in my eyes. So
I feel like it depends on the type of person you are, whether you like this movie better than the first one. Like the ending of the first one, you felt satisfied, you know, like, oh, that was really good. Good movie. The ending of this movie, really good still, but it was like, oh shit, they left me wanting a lot more, you know?
Yeah, no, it definitely does that like, for sure.
If you prefer wanting more at the end or you prefer being satisfied, it all depends on, I feel like, the type of person you are with your movies.
Don't get me wrong, I was punching the chair in excitement after the movie.
Yeah.
Really don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
Me too, I was kind of like, come on.
I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
That was so good.
Yeah.
This was the first time I've seen a movie since like the 90s where everyone clapped at the end.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's how good it was. And it wasn't even opening night. It was like the weekend of. So I personally thought I liked this movie better than the first one. by a slight hair, because the first one is still, I think, hands down the best Spider-Man movie. Maybe honestly, maybe even the best Marvel movie that has
ever come out. Fact.
And this one is slightly, I think, better. Honestly, what will set it over the edge is if the third one is good too, because that just will make the second one even better. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense.
Yeah, no, I get what you mean. Because if the third one doesn't hit, then the second one is an even worse like build up to nowhere.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. Yeah.
A lot of it does
rely on how the third one ends.
Yeah. Which, by the way, we were supposed to get fairly soon. I think March of next year.
That's
but due to this damn writer's strike, it's getting pushed back.
Okay.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be like right away. That's why they did the to be continued thing. But then the writer's strike happened.
It's really unfortunate. I really hope they come to resolution.
Pay the writers what they're worth.
Pay that man the money.
Yeah, his money.
He beat me straight up.
Pay those writers their money.
Speaking of, like, I guess writers and the people that create the movies, I just wanted to highlight, I really enjoyed... Like, we all enjoyed the artwork here, and so I was watching the credits, and as the credits rolled, I noticed an artist's name on there is Chris Anka, and I was like, hey, I've been following this artist for hella long, and it was, like, really nice to see that he finally, you know, broke through into something, and I guess he had a hand in a lot of the character design for this movie, so it was really cool to see him.
That's crazy. Like,
finally find something.
That's tight. A lot of the art on here, like... If we knew all their names, I would shout them all out, because every different piece, every scene was basically just watching art the entire time.
Yeah.
Cool. So overall thoughts, 1 out of 10 spiders, 1 out of 10 cakes.
I was going to say like thwips.
Thwips?
I don't know.
10. What are you giving in it? Av.
I'll give it.
You're the hardest one.
Yeah.
Ayo. No,
that's the whip.
1 out of 10 is the whips.
I didn't get blue balls watching this like the others. So I'll give it a 9.5.
Ooh.
Jay, how about you?
I'm gonna give it a 9.4.
Oh, yeah. That 0.1 less.
Because the other 9.5. I got it just
just a little bit.
Yeah.
How about you, Dave?
9.6.
Oh,
dang. You said you got
even with no thwip.
Even with no thwip, you gave it a 9.6. Wow.
Juan, what I'm easily satisfied.
I'm so tempted to just give it a 10.
Ooh.
But I will give it a 9.9999 infinity nines, because I always want to leave a little bit of room for growth.
Yeah, that's what she said.
And like I said, a lot of it does depend. A lot of it does depend on the third movie. If the third movie bombs or is whack, it kind of lessens this one movie
for sure.
So we'll see.
I agree.
How the third movie does. If that's great, then this is easily a 10. Kind of like how Empire Strikes Back is my favorite Star Wars movie. This could easily become my favorite of the Spider-Man.
Oh, man. It's kind of crazy to think if this third movie hits, this is pretty hard to beat for like best trilogy ever.
You can't beat it.
I don't think so. I mean, it's
Dark Knight was probably close, but you won't.
Yeah. I don't think so.
Yes, Dark Knight's close.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so we'll talk more Spider-Man, talk more about the sequel and comparing it to the first movie. But before we do that, I'm a little hungry, y'all. Let's do a tubby timeout.
Yeah.
I actually am kind of hungry.
hit the new song, too.
Timeout.
Tubby timeout.
There's a party in my tummy. So yummy, so yummy. Now there's a party in my tummy. So yummy, so yummy. Yummy.
Tubby. All right. So if you didn't listen to our last episode, this is a new segment on the pod where we talk about food, basically. We do a quick little food break where we talk about something that we've eaten recently that brings us joy, that makes us thwip. Jay, what's your tubby timeout?
Well, you guys know I love a lot of Korean food. Been doing a lot of Korean food as always. But we've been actually trying to make our own like kimchi and like other side dishes and stuff. And recently I tried making a little side dish. It's just something, it's really simple. It's just the like shredded squid in like a little spicy like glazed sauce. And I made a like a batch of it for the house, and it didn't last very long. I ate it all.
Nice.
But
did Monica have any?
She had some the night I made it, and then that was probably it. I took it to work and I was like, oh yeah, sorry, I kind of just took it all, and then I ate it for dinner the next day, or with our dinner the next day, and yeah, it's gone now. I gotta go make more. Yeah.
Nice. How about you, Dave?
Oh, come back to me because I'm trying to remember the name of the place.
Nice. How about you, Ev?
We had just this afternoon. We had breakfast for lunch, which was really good. I was craving breakfast, and you know, I don't get up too early, and I was just gonna order from like Denny's or Nations or something. And then Anna was just like, you know, we have all this stuff here, right? Just go buy bread. So I bought bread. She made French toast. We had some sausage and eggs and hash browns. And we tried the new maple syrup from Old Canada, and it was great. Wow. So
Canada.
Breakfast is always a winner here.
Yeah. And it was
good, 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 good. Yeah.
Breakfast foods is good foods all the time.
Mm-hmm. Breakfast all day.
Yeah, Dave, you find out the name?
I did. So, a few weeks ago, I went to a ramen spot with my cousins in San Francisco called Tom San Ramen.
Ramen.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just good ramen. There was some, they ordered some rolls, some sushi rolls too, which were pretty good. It was nice catching up. I think it was just, and I even went back there before I went to HypeCon because I was just, man, I'm craving some ramen. So I went there again and ate by myself.
Ramen.
Nice.
Nice.
Thwip, thwip, thwip.
I was going to say, no thwip, no
thwip. All right, I'll close this off. I actually went shopping the other day with Mikey and Janelle and Jorge, Rylan, and Penelope in San Jose area, San Mateo area. And then they took us to a place in Santa Clara called Solbing. Have you guys ever been there?
I've heard of it.
Mm-mm. It's basically like shave ice.
Yeah.
It's a Korean shave ice spot with like fruits and like condensed milk.
It was so good.
So good. Like, oh my gosh, I should have brought lactate because I had to eat so bad after, but it was so delicious.
Worth it.
Sulbing in Santa Clara, if you ever want to go.
Is it like a bingsu type?
It is a bingsu.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, bingsu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they also have like these croissant waffles that were super good.
Damn, sounds good.
Ugh, so delicious. I'm dreaming about it.
Especially right now. Like in the summer, like now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had
I've been craving some bingsu lately. Yeah. I really want. Especially, what was it, the one that we had in Anaheim?
Oh.
It was like a watermelon and mochi kind of bingsu. And it was tasty.
We had different ones. We had a strawberry one, a mango one, and a tiramisu one. We just shared it with the table. Oh my gosh. Dude, the wait was like half an hour. That's how many people was in there for shave ice.
Like,
it was totally worth it. I'd wait an hour.
Half an hour?
Not that bad. Half hour.
I wonder.
Yeah, but it was pretty packed in there.
I think we went to the Solbing in Korea. I have to double check my pictures.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I got to double check my pictures. But
nice.
Yeah.
All right. So that was our tubby timeout. Let's go ahead and back to the meat and potatoes. Okay. We talk about food a lot here. So we talked a little bit about the first film, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. I said I thought this one was better. Slightly, by a hair, by a little spider hair. How about y'all? What do y'all think? Comparing it to the first one, which one did you like better?
I like the first one just by that same hair on the other side of the ball. Yeah, just the other side of
side
it.
Side of the ball.
Yeah. I was trying to keep it subtle. Come on, man.
Can't get anything past me.
Can't thwip past him.
My hair is right in the middle of the ball.
So they're equal to you, both films?
No. Second one I thought was a little better. Second one, a little bit better. I enjoyed it more. I was more like, I didn't fall asleep in the theater. Like I normally.
Oh, you fell asleep in the first one?
You fell asleep in the first one?
I might have. I don't know. I usually fall at, like, I take a quick, like, minutes.
Too
to
much
close
dialogue.
My eyes. Just to rest my eyes, you know?
I think I like the soundtrack better from the first one, though.
Yeah.
The soundtrack from the first one, the visuals from the second one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Jordans from the first one.
Yeah, the Jordans.
Yeah, the Jordans from the first one were better than the second one. Yeah. I saw them in person too. I really wanted to buy them, and then I saw them in person. I was like, I'm okay.
No. Yeah.
I'll see what the third ones look like. I really want
the third
ones.
If the third ones are the Prowler ones, then, you know.
Make the Prowler ones.
Yeah.
I know, Jordan brand, I know you're listening.
Yeah.
Make those Prowler Jordan ones.
Drop those Prowler ones.
Come on. But yeah, so
Dave,
they have to. It was like right in front.
Right?
It's like big on the screen. I think I'm leaning more towards the right side of the second one, second movie, because I love the first one too, but man, it's just they just did extra with the second movie visual wise, and it just, man, it's so satisfying.
One ball hair more.
Yeah.
A couple hairs more.
Nice. Now we know we're for sure going to get a third one. Now, when we get it now because of the writer's strike, we don't know. What are y'all expecting, or what do you hope to see in Beyond the Spider-Verse?
Are you guys hoping for more Spider-Mans?
Okay.
I'm hoping to see the 90s Spider-Man, the one I grew up on.
The classic.
I also want to see, it'd be cool, I think, to see the Spider-Man Megazord.
Japanese. Spider-Man.
Yeah.
I want like a Spooder Man. Have you guys ever heard of Spooder Man?
Spooder Man?
The little meme-y looking Spider Man. Yeah.
And I also want to see villains from the different universes.
I think that's what I was getting to.
Villains from the different universes? I think that'd be cool too.
I mean, because we got that Renaissance Vulture.
Yeah.
Like, it'd be cool to just pull like a villain from a bunch of different places.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is, so that was kind of six.
Yeah, from
all
different,
different
places.
Universes.
Yeah.
That was my hope that I was gonna mention is more villains, because I love Spider-Man's his whole rogues gallery. Do they say rogues gallery for Spider-Man, or is that only a Batman thing?
It's a Batman thing. But you could say it.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
It rogues gallery, yeah.
Say it for the Flash.
Okay, DC, though. Yeah. Spider-Man Rogues Gallery.
Yeah.
Spider-Man Beat Geese.
I want them to. I want them to kill Miles' dad.
Oh!
Keep it canon.
I was going to ask that, so yeah. I was going to say, who do you think?
To make it canon, right?
Yeah.
So spoiler alert, he does die in the movie, in the comics.
Okay, then he's
going to die. Legit canon, then.
But do you think he has to? Because I feel like the Ben moment was his uncle, the Prowler. That's kind of what I was thinking.
But it's not the Uncle Ben canon moment. It's the
police captain.
Yeah, that's right. So in the normal Spider-Man universe, it was Uncle Ben, and then Gwen Stacy's dad passing away.
Damn,
Captain Stacy. So
you want him to die?
I do. I think it'd be like kind of like a cop out if you be like, okay,
he's the only one that doesn't have the cannon.
I gotta save him. I gotta save my dad. You know this, and I know they're here. There, but no, the other Spideys are gonna help, trying just to get him out of there, out of that universe. They're not gonna necessarily help him save his dad. I mean, I, I don't know how they, I mean, they, I don't know what the ending would be to that next movie if he does die. But I just think it wouldn't be big of an issue.
I feel like if his dad's going to die, it has to happen early in the movie.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm the opposite. I think it could happen towards the end because I think it'd be cool if he, I'm on board with him dying, but only if like his dad like realizes, like he finds out like, oh, this is a canon event. If I don't die, my universe is going to get messed up.
Oh, yeah.
So he like sacrifices himself.
Okay. And the hero has to do this.
Yeah.
So, like, sacrifice.
If he does it like as a sacrificial, I'm doing this to save my universe sort of thing. I think that would be a good way to do it. Like he sees Miles. Miles has a chance to save him and like maybe
the,
he puts his hand
on it. It's
like,
the Vader throwing palps thing.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go. Yeah.
Damn, it is Star Wars. Gonna, what the fuck?
Right.
He's going to throw somebody. He's going to carry somebody out and he's dead. Maybe Bad Miles, Prowler Miles. He's gonna
be
like,
yeah.
Like, no. And then he's going to carry him, take his mask off. I'm like, no, I got you, Dad. I got you.
Let me look at you with my own eyes. With my
eyes. Help me take this mask off.
I also want to see more of Prowler Miles' universe and see, like, if there's a Peter Parker there. Like, what happened to the rest of the characters that we know? Or is it just all villains now?
Yeah, I hope that's kind of the setting for the last one. I hope it doesn't do a lot of universe jumping. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we got a lot of that from this one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wouldn't be the average nerds if we didn't talk about collectibles. So especially with Comic-Con right around the corner.
Yeah.
What are some of your favorite collectibles that have come out from this movie? So there's been a bunch of Funko Pops. There's been Happy Meal toys. There's been...
Oh, they're Happy Meal toys?
Yeah. Fig pins, whole bunch of different things. The one thing I wish that they did come out with was Lego. I feel like this would have been perfect, like...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
They're, blind bag and their minifigs. Like, yeah. You know? You got all the different Spider-Men. That would have been such an easy one to do, but Lego, y'all messed up.
They're going to save it for the last film, probably.
Yeah. I'm actually surprised, Juan, that you didn't say the Marvel Legends.
Marvel Legends. I have them all, too, yeah.
Okay, yeah, because I was like, man, if I were to get into Marvel Legends, this would be the set to get.
Because
they're so cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw them in the store and I could have ordered them from my distributors, but I'm like, God, I just don't like the card backing the card.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of that. Out.
I open my Marvel Legends. I'm out of box for Marvel Legends. So I just rip them open and throw them away.
Yeah. Cause I don't know, like on Instagram, I follow a bunch of like toy photographers and the toy photographers have been doing some really cool stuff with all the across the Spider-Verse.
Yeah, couple of head swaps and then
there's like head swaps that I really like where they're like printing out their own heads and everything. Yeah. And those are cool.
Like the Spider-Punk, because Hobby doesn't come up with his own unmasked version of his head. It's only
there's been a few 3D printed ones.
Yeah. And then also from the first movie, they came out with a few figures that were pretty sick too. So they had Miles, Gwen, Peter B. Parker, and Spider-Man Door, Spider-Ham. It was a two pack.
What was the Marvel Legends one from this movie? The so really
I didn't
big
see,
guy.
I didn't see her much. It's actually a girl, the Spider Girl, Spider Woman, Android Spider Woman. And I didn't see her much in this movie, so I don't know if like maybe. Hasbro got concept art early and they're like, okay, we'll make this person sort of thing.
That was a build a figure.
That one's pretty cool.
It was a standalone figure.
It looked like it should have been the build a figure and then they decided to go with the card backs and they're like, okay, we'll just do a standalone figure for this.
Yeah, I don't like that. It just threw me off. The card back. Just as because I'm an inbox collector, so I don't for those figures.
I mean, but it's Hasbro. They don't even have the plastic anymore for inbox.
They're gonna go. I think they're turning back to the plastic. But some of the pops were nice. I should have bought fucking Spider-Punk and Scarlet Spider when it was on the Funko app. Because Scarlet Spider was a Walmart exclusive, and Walmart always sucks. And then the Spider-Punk was Funko Shop exclusive, and it was there forever. And I just was like, I never pulled the trigger like a dumbass.
It sold out the week that I think the day after, or the day that I watched the movie. I think
It was still there after I watched, because I looked and I was like, man, should I get it? Should I buy it? And, stupid. Stupid Funko collection.
Splurged the night.
Scar Spider still hasn't shipped though yet. So like, I bought it at Walmart, but it hasn't.
Oh, it hasn't.
It was on Funko Shop for a while too, and they didn't pull the trigger on that one either.
Dang. $20.99 sick too. The one from Entertainment Earth that glows in the dark.
Dark one, yeah.
Oh, it glows in the dark.
The Entertainment Earth version, not the common.
Yeah. Oh,
I like the pose for the common one though.
Yeah. I hope they come out with Spider-Punk Unmasked, though, because he has the, like, that was a line in the movie. He's like, how do you look cooler with your mask off?
Yeah. Right?
So I think, like, an unmasked maybe, Spider-Punk would be tight.
Did they finish their announcements, Funko, for San Diego Comic-Con?
Negative.
Not yet.
As of today.
It's nothing, right? Specific. The fuck is social media doing? Come on, get with it.
I want to say, I don't know if we're going to leave this in there, but it's because their team's very, like...
Leave it in there! God damn it!
And, I know you're listening. If you didn't notice, like, they just retweeted a bunch of, like, articles of companies announcing what pops...
Oh, yeah, they didn't even post their own. Yeah.
It's not their own. Yeah.
Yeah. Shit.
But some pops I'd want to see in the future... I definitely want to see Miles Prowler.
That'll be sick.
One last pop, or even Marvel Legend, or whatever you want to do with it. But a Peter B. Parker with Mayday. With a little
they
beanie.
Have that
with
one,
a
right?
Robe. Like, come on. You got to.
New York Comic Con exclusive.
Yeah. And then from the first movie, they still haven't made Penny Parker with the.
They haven't. That's what I'm waiting for, too.
Yeah. Course.
Oh dang, apparently those Prowler Jordan ones are friends and family only, and they already exist.
Shit. What?
Yeah.
Friends and family,
friends and family only. 100 pairs made.
Oh my goodness.
No. That's like 100 pairs. No way.
I mean, they're probably gonna do like a general release version.
Yeah, they have.
Oh, I just see them.
Yeah, the Air Jordan 1 utility.
Oh man.
They're clean though.
It has like a little. It has
utility pouch on the side and the back.
Those are kind of 100.
Yeah, only 100.
Those are usually clean. Like what, 20? Friends and family usually go like what, 20K? Maybe?
Yeah, they go for an insane amount. I mean, I could take a pair that isn't the utility. Just give me that black and purple.
Yeah. Is it like friends and family of people who actually worked on the movie?
Friends and family of the Jordan Nike. Brand and the Sony Pictures company.
Yeah.
Boo! So
that was probably a 50-50 split.
So probably like Khaled gets one.
Yeah, the brand
and, people. Travis Scott maybe.
God.
Drake probably.
Jordan?
Jordan. He probably doesn't care.
He doesn't care, but he'll probably get one.
Yeah.
Dang. They're sick.
That just made me upset now.
I'm sorry.
But yeah, that counts as collectibles. I want to see some Spider-Man, more Spider-Man Jordans. Right now we have two, I guess three with the Prowler ones.
Give me a general.
I think it'd be cool to even if they even did Jordans of like the other spider characters, like a Gwen Stacy one would be cool. A Spider Punk one would be tight.
Yeah.
Even though Gwen technically wore Converse, right?
Yeah.
Converse,
yeah.
Where you at?
Some chunks.
That's owned by Nike.
There you go.
Yeah.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Cool. Well, that pretty much wraps up our episode today. But before we end, we always end with our quote of the day.
Don't quote me, boy, because I ain't said language.
And today's quote of the day. What did you just say? Chai tea? Chai means tea, bro. You are saying TT. Would I ask you for a coffee with room for cream? That's a good one. That's from the Spider-Man Across the Universe, or Across the Spider-Verse movie from Spider-Man India.
Ooh, a little fun fact too, speaking of different versions before, what Miles says to him after that line, depending on the version, is different.
Yeah, sometimes he
says, "Wait, what?
Oh, sorry." Yeah. Some versions he says sorry, and other versions he doesn't say anything, right?
He gets like a little defensive about it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Which I watched the TT one.
Going back earlier in the movie, he makes a comment about like, why do they call him ATM machine?
Yeah, exactly. M
stands for machine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a Filipino thing.
But again, that pretty much wraps up today's episode. As always, you can find us wherever you find your podcast: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, LinkedIn Podcasts,
Google iHeart Radio.
iHeart Radio. Oh, that's an actual one.
Yeah. It's an actual one.
They do podcasts, right?
And listen to our sister podcast. The Average Nerd Network is growing. So we have Average Magic, which hopefully will come up with a new episode soon.
Average Magic, yep.
I always get hungry when I listen to you guys.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. If that's good or bad.
It's good.
Food. The newest podcast to our network, Op-Ed Average, O-A.
O-A, O-A, O-A.
Check them out. Above Average Wifeys, Anna and Monica have a new podcast where they talk about
stuff.
Opinions.
Yep, they have opinions, but they're usually pretty average.
Average, you guys.
Check out Op-Ed Average as well. You can find them as well as Average Magic wherever you find your podcasts: Spotify, Average Nerd Podcast, all that. Hopefully this comes out before Comic-Con, but if not, we'll see you at Comic-Con. That's fun days.
Yeah, say hi. Or pretty much you're not gonna hear it after. You're not gonna hear it till after.
If it's after, I hope you said hi.
Yeah, if it's after, hope you said hi.
If it's after, we'll see you next year's Comic-Con. But until next time, see you, nerds.
I said, don't forget OA podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be right back anyway. So hold on. I mean, go ahead.
OA. I'll wait for him to come back.
OA. Damn. They should just do an edit with that song, too.